Ernest, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
All right. So then the next section is like my favorite section because it's about credit cards, right? So this section, which is 30% of your credit profile, is called the amounts owed section, right? Some people refer to it, and I refer to it sometimes as credit utilization. But I wanted to make sure that you guys knew it was amounts owed because there is more that goes into this category than just your utilization on your credit cards, right? So your credit, the factors that go into this section and it'll determine how many points you're getting is your credit utilization ratio. So basically how much credit you're using versus the amount of credit that you have available to you, right? On all of your credit cards. Another thing that goes into it is the number of accounts with balances. This is a big one. The next three that I'm going to refer to, these are going to be the small things that keeps most people out of ever gaining access to the top level of offers from a company, right? So in other words, if American Express has their top, if they have a credit card and the ceiling for that credit card is $80,000, right? You have to have certain qualifications in order to ever gain access to that 80K line. Because most of their customers are only getting access to maybe 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, right? So if you are wanting to actually increase your borrowing power and increase your capital, amongst your entire credit profile, these are going to be the small things that makes the biggest difference, right? The number of accounts with balances, right? So the number of accounts with outstanding balances, this means any charge-offs that you have, any chart, it doesn't matter how old, if it's still on your credit report, it means it's under 7 years old. Any charge-offs that has an outstanding balance automatically affects your credit utilization, right? Most people only think that their credit cards affect this section, but it's not, right? It does make up about 80% of it, like the utilization percentage that you are reporting on a month-to-month basis to the credit bureaus. It makes up 80% of this section. However, the last 20% will go to how many outstanding charge-offs do you have? You should always look to settle charge-offs if you can, or get a pay to delete. We'll discuss that next week, but those are affecting your credit utilization. So it doesn't matter how responsible you're being with your credit card, you will still have to weigh it against this outstanding balance until that is satisfied, right? And then another thing is the proportion of loan balances to the original loan amounts. Now, all this means is if you have accounts on your credit report, installment accounts or AKA loans, if you have ever gotten a deferment, that messes up that specific point, right? So if you have a car and you agree to have to take out a loan for, let's say, 48 months, right? Whatever, something happens along the lines and you get maybe two or three deferments, which extends the loan to 52 months. Yeah. So it extends your original loan term, which was supposed to be 48 to 52, right? That immediately will impact your amounts owed section, because now you're overdue, right? The only exception to deferred payments are student loans. So they are the only accounts on our credit reports that you pretty much can get as many deferments as you can get as many deferments as you want. It will not impact this section. Which goes to my next point. Make sure that all of your student loan I need everyone to look at all of their student loan accounts, right? Make sure that they say educational loans or student loans, right? They will say installment credit because that's the account type that they are. But if they do not specifically notate that it is a student loan or an educational loan, then your credit utilization is being impacted heavily and you may not even realize it, right? A great way to tell if your student loans are not reporting accurately or, you know, reporting as I just stated, if you have ever been denied for credit, you apply for a credit card or whatever, and one of the denial reasons was the proportion of your loan balances are too high. Or if it says, and each company will word it a little differently, but what the basis will say is the balances on your installment accounts are too high. Or it'll say what along the lines of what I just said, right? That's one of the clear-cut signs that your student loans are reporting as regular installment loans as opposed to educational loans, because it absolutely matters because of what I just showed you. Because that impacts your utilization, it's looking like you have a larger utilization than you're seeing, because the difference doesn't show in your credit score, right? But it does show on your borrowing power when you are doing credit applications or if lenders are looking at your credit report, all right? Okay, so what is credit utilization? Credit utilization is calculated as the percentage of credit that you are currently using compared to the total available revolving credit that you have. So if you have three credit cards with $100 on each of them, if you have a limit of $100, that means you have a $300 limit total, right? If you use 150 of those amongst the three cards, however you want, that means that you would be your utilization would be 50%, okay? So a quick way to calculate your utilization, you take all of your balances, add them up on all of your active credit cards, and then you divide it by your total limits, right? And that'll get you what's called your aggregate utilization, right? Which is just that standard ratio that makes up your utilization, okay? Now, what is an ideal utilization? An ideal utilization is always, 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 always going to be between 1% and 3%. 1% and 3%. And I know that may seem low, extremely low, to a lot of people, right? Especially if you're used to abiding by the industry standard, which is 30%. As you can see on the chart that I'm showing you guys, 30% is extremely high, right? So if you actually are wanting to improve your credit score, or if your credit score has just been stagnant and you like, what's going on? Why is my credit not improving? I've been paying my accounts on time, my car on time, my credit card on time, and my credit score is just stuck, right? I can never increase it, right, in a steadily pace. Usually it's because of utilization. It's because you've probably been reporting 20%, 30%, or, you know, even higher, right? 30% is our industry standard. So it's what's usually recommended. It's what's usually taught. And that's because it's like that safe number. It's essentially like getting a C in school. So a C is not going to fail. A C is not going to cause you to fail a class, but it also will not cause you to be, you know, at the top of the class, right? So if we're looking at this in the lens of our credit reports, if we are trying to increase our credit score, a C, or AKA a 30%, is not going to allow that to happen, right? You would absolutely have to report a 1 to 3% utilization, which is a sure way to increase your score. Or at the very highest, between 1 and 9%, right? So to make it super specific, the only time that I am concerned about reporting a 1 to 3% utilization is if I'm actively shopping for something, a car, a home, applying for a credit card or something like that, right? That's when I'll always lower my balances to between 1 and 3% the month prior to doing an application. That way I'm able to maximize my score, get all of those points that I can out of credit utilization, get a small little boost or a boost in my credit score before I do my application, right? You should always, before you apply for something, you should always know at least the billing cycle before, right? So a month in advance, you should be planning for any applications that you're going to do next month, simply because it takes a full billing cycle for your utilization to update. And if you don't wait for them to update, they'll just pull your old utilization or your old credit report.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.